From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. So here's a question. How much did you spend on groceries this week? Idaho's 6% tax on groceries is back in the news thanks to some comments on election night and thanks to a new survey by the Idaho Statesman. The Statesman asked Idahoans how they feel about the grocery tax, which wasn't really popular in the best of times. But now, since the price of food skyrocketed this year, it turns out that a very large majority of folks, both Democrat and Republican, want to get rid of it. Ryan Supe covers state politics for the Statesman, and he joins us now to talk more about the survey. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Samantha. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the tax. It's 6% on groceries. Do I have that right?
That's right.
So some lawmakers in the Idaho legislature have tried off and on for years to repeal the tax. It never seems to happen. And I believe in some of the reporting on the survey, they tried again this year and failed.
Yeah. Well, more accurately, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't even get a hearing in the House. There were proposals from the Democrats and a group of the more conservative lawmakers led by Representative Ron Nate out of Rexburg. And people who watched the session closely might know that Representative Nate got up every day and said, let's pull this bill out of committee to repeal the grocery tax. And every time he got shot down.
Wow. So instead of repealing the tax, lawmakers give Idaho taxpayers a grocery tax credit every year. For folks who don't know, tell us how it works.
Sure. So every year when you do your taxes, you have the option to claim a grocery tax credit. I believe that is now $120. That was actually recently in the last session increased from 100 to 120. It's a little bit more for seniors. So the idea is to offset all that money you spend on the grocery taxes. Every time you go to the grocery store, you pay an extra 6%. And at the end of the year, you're meant to get that back.
But it doesn't, from what I read in your paper, that's not really quite, accurate all the time. I read an analysis that I think the Statesman did back in February. It said in order for the credit to be realistic, you'd have to spend less than $40 a week on groceries. And that was in February. So now, as I said, the cost of food has gone way up. It seems pretty much impossible. I mean, you're not getting back all the money you spent on taxes on groceries, realistically, with that tax credit, right?
That's right. After we did our survey, we reached out to some people who took the survey, and I talked to a woman in Pocatello. Her name was Kristen, I believe, and she called that tax credit a joke. The Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy said something more realistic would be about $160 for that grocery tax credit per person. And that would cover about $888 worth of groceries per month for a family of four.
Well, you mentioned Kristen from Pocatello. Tell us about the survey. What was the question that you asked about the grocery tax? And then what did folks say?
Yeah, so we asked basically, do you support the grocery tax? 68% of people said, no, let's get rid of it. And that was common among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. They all supported repeal. 23% said it should continue, and 9% said they weren't sure. And during the survey process, we asked an array of questions covering sometimes contentious political issues, this one on taxes in particular. And that was a fairly simple question, yes or no. When I talked to Kristen Pocatello, she said her feelings are a little more complex than just yes or no. She said she wants the grocery tax repealed, but something more like a partial repeal. She'd like to keep taxing things like candy and soda, but stop taxing what she called the meat and potatoes kinds of things, a can of green beans or a loaf of bread.
We're speaking with Ryan Supe, who covers state politics for the Idaho Statesman, about the paper's new survey and how Idahoans feel about repealing the grocery tax. I was struck because on election night, we had Clark Corbin on from the Idaho Capital Sun on our station, And he was reporting that right as Governor Brad Little was wrapping up his victory speech, a lot of people in the crowd started yelling at him, repeal the grocery tax. So it's obviously on people's minds, from Kristen, as you said, from Pocatello in the survey, to the other folks who responded. Have you heard from Governor Little's office? I think you heard from a spokesman about grocery taxes.
Yeah, my assumption as to why it's on people's minds is probably something to do with inflation. People are paying more for all sorts of things. But as far as the governor's office, the spokesperson I asked when I asked about the survey, they pointed to that increase in the grocery tax credit. But this idea of repealing it is complicated. I mean, your listeners might remember back in 2017, the legislature actually passed a grocery tax repeal bill. But that was vetoed by then Governor Otter. And the reason for it was basically this is this tax revenue is important. It pays for things like public schools and transportation. And additionally, in our survey, Idahoans told us that's what they care about as well. They said that they like the way the state is spending money right now. Governor Little's top priorities are public schools and transportation and cutting income taxes. And sales tax pays for some of those things. So it's complicated.
It is complicated. I was struck when I read the story. You said just 13 states, including Idaho, actually tax groceries. Not very many do this.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd say here, people want it repealed across partisan lines. Both Democrats and Republicans have proposed it, but it's not clear at this point where else that money would come from. And it's not even clear how much money comes from grocery taxes, at least to me. Back in 2017, the estimate was about $80 million. $80 million of our sales tax is food. I'm sure that's gone up since then. Some of the proposals this year in the legislature put the estimate more at $100 million up to over $200 million. Not totally clear where those numbers are coming from, but it would be a hefty chunk of the state's budget.
Yeah, and as you said, that would need to be replaced somehow. So the survey, you did it in October. I think anyone who shops at the grocery store has seen those dramatic price jumps for things like eggs, meat, cereal, well, pretty much anything at the grocery store. So do you think that big jump in the price of food will sway lawmakers to maybe repeal the tax this session, which is coming up in January?
I'm not going to pretend to know an answer on that one. I have no idea what's going to happen next session, particularly when it comes to grocery tax. We're going to have a whole bunch of new lawmakers. But I can tell you that the governor and the legislature in the last special session, they sent another big chunk of money of sales tax to education, $400 million. That money is going to come out of sales tax revenues. So that's just another thing they're going to have to pay for using at least partially grocery tax. So
interesting. And you mentioned that there were a lot of other questions that you asked in this survey. How can people find out more information? You've got quite a lot of good stories going on.
Yeah, so we also asked about abortion, election integrity, whether marijuana should be legalized, a whole bunch of stuff. Go to idostatesman.com. You can find it online. Google search and whatever thing you're interested in could probably help you find it.
And I'm sure we are going to be talking more about these issues, not only in general, but as you said, as the legislature comes to town very soon. We've been speaking with Ryan Supi, who covers state politics for the Idaho Statesman, about the paper's new survey and how Idahoans feel about repealing the grocery tax. We'll put a link to the survey on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you so much, Ryan, for breaking it all down for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.